This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Nice day today, kind of warm, spring-like, and pretty much dry until, I think, 2 days from now. We'll have a chance for showers, but I think it's going to be the time of year where maybe there's an omnipresent chance for showers in the afternoon, barring some kind of front. The Louisiana regular session gavels in on April the 14th at 6 p.m., no, at noon, I think it is, Monday, April 14th, closes, set to close June 12th at 6 p.m. Some bills have already been pre-filed, one of which concerns financial literacy. It's been filed by Louisiana State Representative Matt Willard. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about this bill and what you intend to do and hope to do with it and about the state of financial literacy in Louisiana.
So I have to give you a quick background. Around 2018, Louisiana was one of the first, if not the first state, to require high school students to apply for a FAFSA grant or TOPS or complete a waiver that they did not want to apply for either one. Now, that's a great idea because we have a lot of students in Louisiana who come from poor households who do not know that college is an option for them. So if they apply for TOPS, if they apply for FAFSA and find out that they would receive money to attend college, then all of a sudden this becomes a reality for that student. Last year, BESSE, the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, decided to remove that requirement for whatever reason. And as a result, we are starting to see our numbers decline here in the state of Louisiana. Just to put it in perspective, while the nation is seeing a surge in the number of students applying for FAFSA, here in Louisiana, we've seen those numbers drop. Nationally, I think it went up by 14%. For us, it's down about 12%. Last year, in comparison to the other states, we were fifth with the percentage of students applying for FAFSA. We were fifth, and this year we're 29th. So obviously that policy change eliminating that requirement to apply for FAFSA before they graduate is already affecting our students in a negative way to me. Mm-hmm. Because now a lot of students who would not think college was an option and had to apply for FAFSA are no longer required to do so.
So this bill would do what?
All right. So in 2023, the legislature added financial literacy as a required course to complete before graduation. Mm-hmm. My bill this session will add into that financial literacy curriculum that the schools have to teach the students about opportunities for scholarships, grants, and other ways to fund post-secondary education. So it's not re-adding the requirement to complete before graduation, but it is making sure that students in Louisiana high schools are aware of these opportunities so that they can be informed and make their applications if they want to pursue post-secondary education. So it's kind of a roundabout way to make sure at a bare minimum that the students know that these opportunities exist and that they could receive money to attend college once they graduate from high school.
I know you're a Jesuit graduate as well as UNO. I'm a UNO graduate. I went to Shaw. My kid went to Catholic high school.
I won't hold that against you, Tommy.
That's all right. And I won't hold the Jesuit thing against you, Matthew. That's the way we are in the Catholic League.
Thank you, Tommy.
No, but the reason I say that is they have in Catholic schools a pretty aggressive program, at least as I remember, to tell you how to get aid, how to apply for this, how to apply for that. But that's not in the public schools. That's what you're saying?
Well, I don't necessarily want to phrase it like that.
You want to make sure it's there.
I can tell you my.
Okay.
My experience at Jesuit was phenomenal, right? I had an academic advisor. They helped me with college applications. They made sure I was aware of deadlines and the essays. They would help with all of that. But you're paying for a lot of that extra support, right? I mean, that's why parents choose to pay for their kids to attend some of those private and Catholic schools. For Louisiana, we had a great law on the books, right? We were, I think, the first state to require this. And unfortunately, we're also the first state to eliminate it. So nationally, you see a trend in the right direction. Students across the country applying for FAFSA grants, while Louisiana is going in the opposite direction. And we do, I think, have some things moving forward in the right direction in the state of Louisiana. This should not be something where we're going in the opposite direction.
And I think also, just to be accurate about it, and I'm not saying this is a negative thing, I think private schools, Catholic schools, like to be able to brag about how many scholarships their kids got because it's a selling point to attract new students, how many grants they got, how many this, how many that. So I think that's an incentive on their part as well. We'll pick it up with Representative Matthew Willard when we come back. We'll also talk about some other things that hopefully they'll look at in the regular session, specifically insurance, both home and auto, and if anything can honestly be done about any of that. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:58, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Representative Matt Willard, Louisiana State Representative, talking about financial literacy and applying for financial aid. Matt, earlier I mentioned that, Catholic schools, a lot of times they like to get scholarships, not only to help the students, but it's a bragging point. Like, your kid comes here, we got this many scholarships. Along those lines, when it comes to UNO, and I know your story, you grew up painting houses and then educated yourself and succeeded, and I think your story and mine is kind of similar, and UNO had a large part to do with a lot of the success that we've had. Real quick, what can be done to put butts in the seats at UNO and make it a successful university, because it has to stay around?
So the Board of Regents is conducting a study on the long-term viability of UNO. They're weighing a decision between moving from the UL system to the LSU system. And part of the research has to be what will be the move to increase student enrollment. That is the one thing that will save UNO. Short term, we need to get some money to UNO so that we can right-size the ship. Long term, we have to increase student enrollment. And so I'm anticipating and patiently waiting on that study from the Board of Regents, which should give us some sort of indication on whether the UL system or the LSU system is better for attracting students, not only from the greater New Orleans area in Louisiana, but possibly even outside of Louisiana.
Thank you.